This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're joined now by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. And Amar, good afternoon. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Wonderful. It's great to hear your voice and talk football with you. Now, big discussion here. Will the Cowboys sign Dak to a new deal 5 days until the season starts? How worried would you be about losing Dak right now, Mark?
Well, I mean, considering the fact that, you know, he was, what, second in the MVP voting, led the league in touchdowns. I mean, the guy was pretty phenomenal last year. And, you know, I know we push it toward the playoffs, you know, and it's interesting to me because everybody – looks at Dak, well, you can't win in the playoffs. You know, like, we need a new quarterback. Or, hey, you know, I mean, you know, Mike McCarthy is a great coach, 12 wins the last 3 years straight, but he can't win in the playoffs. The Cowboys ain't won in the playoffs since the 90s. I mean, like, it's more systemic of the organization. It's more about, you know, pointing the finger at the organization. We keep thinking that changing the quarterback or changing the coach is going to change your playoff future. I just don't know. I'm a Dak Prescott believer. I think he's a damn good quarterback. I think he's a guy that, you know, if the Cowboys decided, well, we're just not going to pay the guy, you know, and let him walk. Now, obviously, there's going to be 20-some-odd teams that can't wait to sign him. So he's a guy to me that you sign, you get him done, you figure it out, and you move on. And the other thing that I always say is, I mean, look what the San Francisco 49ers have done. They've signed Ayuk. They made Christian McCaffrey a big money contract. Ayuk, Deebo Samuel a couple years ago. You know, they just signed Trent Williams today. Bosa is signed to a big time deal. Fred Warner signed to a big time deal. The salary cap is fake. It's just a matter of you want to push money into the future or not. You know, it just is a matter of you want to manage it well and pay your really good players. Or if you don't, and I don't know what else you have to learn about Dak to know that is a damn good quarterback and gives you a chance to be at least be in the playoffs every year. I live in Denver. I've lived in Denver for the last 20-some-odd years, and I know what it's been like going through kind of quarterback purgatory the last couple of years. So do I pay him? Hell yeah, I pay him.
Stink, you have a clip from last year that we love playing on the show about the Cowboys where they're going to S in their helmets like they do every year come playoff time. And honestly, it was gold, and it was like you saw the future because it happened again. If you're pro-Dak, is it then an organizational failure? You're pointing the finger at the Jones family. Is that the reason for the lack of playoff success for damn near 30 years now?
Yeah, I mean, at some point, right, it's Jason Garrett's fault, it's, you know, it's Mike McCarthy's fault, it's Dak's fault, it's Romo's fault, it's, you know, eventually you have to look at the organization and figure out, okay, what is it that we're not, you know, what is it that we're not addressing, what is it that we're not doing right, you know, and I said this last year, I mean, in all honesty, when your head coach and your quarterback show up to the organization or show up into the locker room, and neither of them were aware that you just made a trade as a management team, as an owner, as a general manager for Trey Lance, that's an issue. Like, that should be something that's addressed with the head coach. Does he fit? Do we want him? Does he work with what we're doing? You know, that would be something that, to me, again, and there are little things that become big things. When you emasculate your coach, when you don't empower your coach to be the guy that makes the decisions, you know, and you can make decisions on a day-to-day basis, but if everybody in the building knows, yeah, you're not really in charge, yeah, that's a bad situation. We can sit there and say, well, how does that manifest itself into losses in the playoffs? Well, listen, when you get to the playoffs, it's pretty freaking good, right? When you get to the playoffs, you're playing the best of the best. And if things are even a little out of whack, you're not going to overcome those things against really good teams. You've got to be so dialed in and so sold out for one another and so incredibly connected. You know, and when that stuff happens, I remember the tight end Schultz, who went to Houston last year and said, what a relief it was to just focus on football and not feel like you're a zoo animal. Like, you know, you're walking through and, you know, there's glass and there's people that are sitting there watching practice and watching you walk out to practice. And like, that's a sanctuary. It's funny, when Sean Payton took over the Denver Broncos, and I've done a bunch of games there. And, you know, you go in and you eat lunch at the cafeteria, right? They feed you and they've got a meeting room right off the cafeteria where you meet with the coaches, you meet with the players and all that stuff. And every time I was in there calling a Broncos game, you know, people from the sales office would be up there with their clients, would be in the players' cafeteria and eating lunch with clients. And the clients would be like, oh, there's so-and-so. And, oh, there's so-and-so. And, oh, there's a player, right? Sean Payton came in. It took him about 3 days to put the moratorium on. There's no non-essentials that are allowed in my cafeteria. Hey, like business people, pack a freaking lunch, but you're not bringing clients to where my players are, where my players have a sanctuary. Like that, I can tell you as a player, it used to bother the crap out of me when, you know, I mean, we had a couple of really good seasons, three good seasons. One, we started 13-0, and, you know, all the national media started showing up at about week 7. And it got to the point where it was so crowded, you felt violated. Like, I don't have any place to go hide. I don't have any place to get away from this. And when that's constant, I think it takes away from you guys being together and you guys doing the things that are required to really have a close-knit.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, tight football team that's going to fight for one another in those, you know, in those games where it's, but frankly, not to be rude, but nut cutting time.
Hey, Stink, the one of the things that a lot of Cowboy fans are concerned about is their running game. And, you know, you have the two rookies, the rookie tackle and the rookie center making starts. And you played with some really good teams that were running the football. What's Dallas going to have to do to be more efficient running the football this year?
You got to run it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm not trying to be a wise butt, but sure. Running the ball, like, you know, I was talking about CU football, and I don't know if you guys watched that opening game with Colorado.
Don't run the ball very much, yeah.
No, but listen, you can't run the ball if you don't run the ball.
Right.
And what I mean by that is you can't throw it 42 times and get a lead of 9 points and say, okay, now in the fourth quarter, here we go. Let's grind it out. Mm-hmm. That is a skill that requires commitment. And it requires commitment from everybody, from wide receivers to the running backs to the offensive line to the quarterback. Everybody has to be dialed in, the tight ends, everybody. And the coaching staff has to be dialed in. And there is no greater skill than moving a man from point A to point B against his will. That is technique. You just don't like – I heard this all the time from coaches, like, hey, man, got to stay lower here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no crap? Really? Got to stay lower? Why? Because I'm getting impaled? Yeah, I get that. I get
wins.
That. How? You're like, how do you stay lower? Well, it's technique, right? The technique of creating leverage from your feet through your ankles, through your knees, through your hips, all that ties together with your hips and your hands. And if all that stuff comes off in a kinetic chain, one after the other, and they all strike at the same time, you lift your opponent up through the sky. You know, when striking not out but up. And when you do that, you create leverage. And then you take people off the ball. And when you can do that consistently across the board, guess what? You start getting those yards, that those dirty yards, where that 2-yard run becomes a 4-yard run, and that 4-yard run becomes an 8-yard run, and that 8-yard run becomes a 16-yard run. And pretty soon in the fourth quarter, they're waving the white flags over on the other side. They're like, we don't want to do this anymore. But that takes a commitment. So you don't just say, hey, man, we're going to have this great passing game, and we're going to have this great running game. Got to have a great running game first, right? And you play off that. You play action off of that stuff. And you tie it and you make it look identical. And then you just absolutely, you know, eviscerate people. But, again, that's one of those things that there is such a commitment that has to be made. And your coaches have to understand, and your OCs have to understand that, you know, that probably doesn't excite a lot of owners when the next round of hirings comes up.
Mark Schlereth here with you in the G-Bag Nation. We were wondering about your other former stomping ground, of course, now in Denver, but first half of your career in Washington. How good are the Commanders going to be here with the new quarterback rookie year?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a lot that has to go on with the Commanders because it's been a mess for decades and decades. And listen, I think they hired the right guy in Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn is one of those guys that I think players just genuinely respect, genuinely love, and genuinely want to play hard for. So I think that's an important aspect of kind of creating and changing and helping to, you know, manipulate that culture, if you will. I am concerned about the offense coordinator. Cliff Kingsbury is a air raid, you know, guy, and air raid guys tend to live outside the numbers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's the college game. Like, we're going to run it outside the numbers. We're going to throw it outside the numbers. That's what we do. The NFL tends to be inside the numbers. That's how you win in the NFL. And so, questions about him in general, what he's learned from, you know, his time in Arizona and his time in the NFL. And we'll see how that kind of happens and the kind of maturation process that offense goes through. But I do believe Dan Quinn is the right guy. And Jaden Daniels, you know, watching all the film, Jaden was one of my favorite evaluations. The two guys that I liked the most coming out, I didn't really look that much at Caleb Williams because everybody knew Caleb Williams was going to Chicago, right? So I looked a little bit at him, but I knew he was going to Chicago. I looked at Jaden Daniels because I live in Denver, and I looked at all the other quarterbacks, and it really was Bo Nix and Jaden Daniels were my two favorite quarterbacks coming out. Just watching the timing of the way they played the game, the accuracy, the getting the ball out of their hand quickly, accurately. And you can't be accurate in the NFL. You cannot be accurate as a quarterback if you're not on time. Being on time lends itself to being accurate. And I thought those two were really good in those aspects.
Well, thanks for joining us this season, Mark. We really look forward to it. Enjoy the first week, and we'll catch you up with you next Tuesday.
All right, sounds good, guys. Take care.
There he goes, Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious.
I like the way you said catch up with you next Tuesday instead of see you next Tuesday. You're so much more respectful than what Chuck would have been.
Yes, sir. I'll have to keep that one in the back pocket, though, you know, just in case things get squirrely.
It's a long season, you know what I mean? You never know.
Yeah, you never know what could happen. In addition to the finest coming up next, though, Eric, where are you taking us?
Well, we got more Jaden Daniels conversation that needs to be had. We have Mike Zimmer pulling no punches, and if you think this guy forgot how to play football, think again.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.